Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the border searches, the now possibly illegal border searches, that certainly unconstitutional searches that have been going on at various different border checkpoints in the United States, airports and such. The EFF has a positive ruling from a federal court. We discussed that in the first hour. You're certainly still welcome to join us on that topic. And also now discussing trans-abled, or I will say so-called trans-abled people, people who have decided that, and this is my understanding from what you told us from this article, Johnson, that you've got, that they feel more comfortable by being crippled. So they purposefully blind themselves in one case, maybe cut off an arm or a hand or a finger or whatever.
Give himself poison ivy.
Is that another one?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm sure someone out there is crazy enough to try it.
So I don't know if that would be disabling oneself, but
They feel more comfortable with something that makes most people uncomfortable.
Some so kind I of figure, an infection.
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, like, you know, it's the same thing with, like, bug chasers.
So, you know, these people are crazy. One girl saying she's not crazy. Well,
she just has a disorder.
She does. She's not crazy. She just wants to blind herself. So she hires a psychologist.
Who's apparently sympathetic to this cause.
Who apparently has no scruples whatsoever. And this guy allegedly put bleach?
Yeah, drain cleaner.
Drano?
Drain cleaner, yeah.
In this woman's eyes, after she had tried to blind herself as a child, looking at the sun, for instance, for some extended period of time, I guess she didn't have, you know, the courage to claw her own eyes, you know, straight out. But go ahead and bleach them I presume it worked? Did that?
Yeah.
So we'll get into more of this here. If you want to comment on trans-abled people, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We go first, though, to Lumpy. He is on our Discord server, calling from Massachusetts. Lumpy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, boy, it's horrible to hear that I'm calling from Massachusetts. It just breaks my heart to hear that. It's just a reality that's just hard to have. But anyway, drain cleaner, isn't that what they used to? Isn't that what they use in that crocodile new drug?
Well, crocodile isn't new. I mean, we've talked
about... I'm assuming, though, that you're comfortable with your lumps. You don't want to have a lumpectomy.
Correct. I love my lumps. My lovely, manly lumps.
crocodile is not a new thing. It's been around for, I think, what's been like a decade since we talked about crocodile.
Well,
I've tried all
kinds of stuff, and I haven't tried that stuff, and I'm not about to try it.
Yeah, no, it's
smart.
For those that don't know, it's a homebrew kind of replacement.
That's the only thing I did, Johnson, that's smart, but yeah.
It's a crazy-sounding homebrew where they use, like, motor oil and some other really dangerous stuff to create some kind of drug concoction.
How bad is your life to be? I mean, life must be really bad to have to do motor oil and whatever else they Drano and whatever else they put in that stuff. Really? Right? I mean,
yeah.
Really? And if that's your only other option.
What was the recipe for crocodile? I remember it was a gasoline.
It was
a
bunch of weird,
disgusting,
sick sounding stuff. So, Lumpy, what else? What's going on, man? What you calling about?
Well, I think that the Trans Am, it needs to be a protected class of vehicle. Firstly, it's trans, right? And then mostly it's driven by females. When the males, when the real alpha men were, you know,
Trans Am was trans before everybody else was trans. Trans Am's been around for a long time.
So what you're suggesting is that also maybe that they give government sponsored, tickets for Transatlantic Airlines.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, come on. That makes perfect sense to me, doesn't it? I mean, that's brilliant, yeah.
The Trans-Pacific Railway?
Exactly. I mean, these need to be protected. Railroads, airlines, I mean, anything. So, you know, that just makes sense. And, you know, I haven't called for a long time because, well, the last time I really had a... You know, I've called again, I get in the interim, but... I kind of chewed out Heather, and I was a little bit rough with her a long time ago, and I
former co-host.
Yeah, well, she's also from not too far away from where I am right now on Cape Cod. So I guess I kind of had a little bit of insight as to what a kind of person she is. Wow, that was hard not to say. Anyway, but, you know, it's just a little different version of James from Arizona. And maybe in a different body, you know. But,
well, I mean, she didn't openly threaten other
Mark's children.
Oh no, she just let government do it. Her, you know, that's, you know, government can always do it. Right?
Well,
government
you
can
know,
always do the violence that you know. If I can dream it up and in some kind of morality in my, I can paint some kind of picture.
You said
in my
if
head.
I can dream it up. Just to be clear, what you said there. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sure. I can paint this. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's what it is. If I can dream it up.
Yeah.
I can have government do it, you know, if I'm, and it is a dream to have the state do anything for us, but
sure,
you know, it always results in,
it's a sick dream by a power seeking individual who wants to, you know, rule over others while at the same time claiming to support freedom. I mean, it's just bizarre viewpoint. And just to be clear for listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Heather was a co-host of ours. She was on Thursday nights for some amount of time, at least a year or whatever. And the co-hosts who were on with her at the time, Daryl and Chris Reitman, became increasingly frustrated with her. She didn't seem to be very libertarian at all. She supposedly was a libertarian. Initially, it kind of sounded that way on some issues.
She didn't end up on Cantwell's show.
Yeah, don't give him any ideas.
She's currently on the. She's supporting Weld 2020 right
now. That's not a surprise. She loves that.
Oh my God,
that's not a surprise. She's in love with Bill Weld. She thinks he's just a great guy.
Anybody who thinks that you can centralize a decision or morality and force it upon anyone else, whatever their version of morality is, and usually if any time anybody decides to be, and I use air quotes. Of a more higher moral position, as soon as they collectivize it and say, I'm going to have this band of thugs enforce this idea for me, well, you know, your idea doesn't seem to be that good, because if it were that good, you wouldn't really need to push on other people the way that government does.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
You know, anyway, I may be living in Massachusetts, but that's not forever. God, I hope it's not forever.
Well, hopefully not too many more decades. You've been gone from New Hampshire for like more than a decade now, right?
Oh, my God. It feels like more than a century.
If you have to deal with this New England cold, you might as well get out of Massachusetts.
Oh, my God, I've got snow out there tonight. I have no idea. I took a picture of it and sent it to people. I can't believe it. It's fall.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you up here when you get back. Thanks.
I love you guys.
The call
Thank
tonight,
you.
Man. Appreciate it.
Since it was asked earlier, I just pulled it up. So in order to make crocodiles, some of the things needed are codeine, and it's mixed with ethanol, gasoline, red phosphorus, not white phosphorus that the military uses, red phosphorus, iodine, hydrochloric acid, and paint thinner.
Wow. She should have put that in her eyes.
Oh, God.
Well, I probably would have given her a bet. You know, probably would have snapped her out of it if she had just, like, recreationally taken crocodile, and at least she'd realize, you know, oh, my God, what am I doing with my life?
We're talking about a so-called trans-abled woman who is one of the people featured in this story. I think there's more than that, right, Johnson? So
yeah,
we'll talk about some of the other ones. But she had a psychologist put Drano, basically, in her eyes to cause her to go blind, or maybe partially or fully. Does
I believe
it say?
Fully blind, yeah.
Fully blind. This is what she's always wanted. And, you know, it is your body. So if you want to disable yourself, if you want to cut off a limb, if you want to gouge out your eyes, then I think you should be free to do that. Certainly, I don't think that others should be forced to pay for it, and that's, of course, the concern that you brought up, Vincent, is this going to be something that Medicare ends up paying for? Is she going to be able to get on Social Security disability as a result of her choice to be disabled?
Oh, absolutely. And with some of these Democrats running, they would offer support for Medicare for All. That would cover transition surgeries, just like the military does. And, you know, it'll be very hard to argue, you know, why is this group of trans people allowed to have a government cover
but
not the other one? Then they're going to have everyone do it.
Because if you can give people an incentive to disable themselves, more people will do it. If people know that they can get a check if they cut off their leg or something like that, or go blind, there are going to be more people who all of a sudden come down with the disorder because they want to get a check. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We got more on the way.
What if you just identify as the President of the United States?
Well,
you don't need
you
to go through the
president?
Process. Just say, I identify this way.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, the Trans Am started in 1969, according to Wikipedia.
You should listen to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Epstein didn't kill himself, Vincent.
Johnson, tell me about libertyminded.com. What's going on over there?
Well, and you know, I mentioned those flash drives earlier. I am carrying one of the Think Penguin Super Speed drives as a product.
Really?
So if you wanted to get it, you could get it through libertyminded.com if you wanted to.
It's an unusual product. Normally you sell T-shirts.
Well, what you get if you get it through libertyminded.com is I will load it up with all sorts of Liberty media.
Oh.
So, you know, we got the first couple seasons of Free Talk Live. We've got some other shows in there. We've got a couple of Liberty-oriented movies.
Cool.
There's a big package of stuff that would take you weeks to download all of it, even with high, you know, high speeds, you know, find it, download it, you know, it's so.
You have curated a package of liberty-oriented stuff.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the fastest way to get it is, you know, in this case, on physical media through the mail.
Is Derek J's Victimless Crime Screen.
That is correct.
Excellent
yes.
selection.
The high, you know, very high quality version of it.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I've got Guns and Weed on there. I've got...
Let's talk about what's on sale. Free Talk Live hoodies?
Hoodies are definitely on sale.
Tis the season.
Tis the season, and I haven't figured out exactly what details yet I'm going to do for shirts, but...
like what, a Christmas holiday sale,
yeah,
Black Friday?
Some holiday stuff, some Black Friday action going on, so, you know, make sure to check out the site on Black Friday. But, I have people that I have on an email list.
There is an email list.
I don't use my email list very often, so it's one of those things where it's like, it's safe to sign up for that. If you want, you're not going to get bugged, you know, but
you're
going to get a deal.
You're going to send an email coming up soon, right?
Yes,
so get on the list so you know when the deals happen.
Exactly.
So,
Johnson,
you also get a discount.
Turk Ferguson in the chat wants to know if you're going to have any Cop Lock hoodies again.
I never carried Cop Lock hoodies because it's not my property.
Yeah.
I do have...
I don't think Cop Lock exists anymore, so if you could somehow get the logo, you could probably go ahead and print and sell Cop Lock hoodies.
I'm going to have to see how fast I could
trademark
it to
the logo.
Cop Lock.
By just getting the logo, I'm capable of doing that if I wanted to.
I mean,
get the logo from anyone. I mean, I would just need to make sure that I have the rights or access to be able to do it, so I just need permission.
I don't even know who would give permission for that, because Cop Lock, for those who don't know, former, the site still exists, but it barely exists. The organization is dead. Ademo Freeman, who was the founder and former co-host here on Free Talk Live, basically walked away from it a couple of years ago now and said he was retiring, which, you know, kudos to him. He's done good work. He's gotten arrested countless times for police accountability work, and I love the guy. I mean, if he wants to retire, that's his choice. It's sad that nobody else was willing to really pick up the ball and run with it in the same way that Ademo was. He couldn't even find any of the other key Cop Blockers over the site.
If you like Cop Block merch, I mean, on Cop Block, there was a story posted, I don't know, how high up it still is on Cop Block, about...
I posted about your T-shirt.
Yeah,
there.
The Thin Blue Line Gang design. Oh, Copblock's not even... Copblock's now available, so...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I just posted there last week.
Copblock.com?
.org.
.org, okay.
.org.
Well, Copblock.com is available.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really cares. I mean, nobody... The dude that... When Ademo sold it, he had to just sell it to the highest bidder. He didn't... Like, it just expired, right? And then some dude picked it up. Ademo didn't get any, significant...
It's still on the front page. So there's a link there to the Thin Blue Line Gang shirt, which is, you know, that's available.
All I'm saying is, I think whoever owns copblock.org right now, I don't think they own the logo. I could be wrong about that, but I don't think they do.
I mean,
I
know the designer? Is that a Meg creation? I mean, I don't...
Good question. Might be a question to
It looks a little
out.
Like, what's that guy from the church, the Subgenius kind of guy?
Bob Dobbs.
It looks a little like that kind of style.
Yeah,
I don't know
what you're saying.
Actually is.
Hey, let's go to the phones here. We got John in New England. You can always reach out to Ademo. He's on Instagram. He'll probably get back to you. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
The Crocodile is not the motor oil.
No?
No, it's codeine.
You have a lot of personal experience with Crocodile?
Oh, no. Codeine is fine by itself.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure there's more than codeine in it. I mean, Vincent went down the list of ingredients, and it's codeine plus a bunch of other really sick-sounding stuff.
It's actually called desomorphine.
people want to put it in their veins, that's no good.
That's definitely no good. No.
You said Heather, she was good. She's not like a James Whitney kind.
You think she was good? What was it that was good about her? Just the fact that she's got breasts or what?
Ian, that was a sexist comment.
Oh, that was wrong. No, she was good. They're all good. Heather, Melissa, TJ, the spy. What did you do with them?
What did you do with
them? Wow, Melissa goes way back. That's like way back to the Florida days of this show. You must be a really long-term listener there.
Where are they now? What did you do with them, Ian?
That's a good question. I don't know where they are, John. You can find them just as easily as I guess anybody else can. Honestly, I haven't heard from Melissa in years. Although I did hear from her, I think, several years back. She's still around. I think she's still living in Florida.
I would like to hear TJ again.
I loved TJ. I would love to have TJ back. I told TJ he needs to get his butt back up here to New Hampshire, but unfortunately, he left. They're in Colorado, he and his boyfriend, lover, I'm not sure what the right word is. They're still there. His boyfriend, James Cleveland, also former co-host here on Free Talk Live, sadly owes some people some money, and he didn't feel comfortable living around the people who he owed money. And I while we may disagree with that opinion, that was the opinion that he held. So hopefully they'll come back someday.
Oh, and last thing, I saw the Chris Cantwell. Oh, he became so angry, didn't he? I saw him on TV marching and screaming.
I don't know who this is, but thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it, John in New England. Chris Cantwell, yeah, he is an angry man, but he was always angry. I mean, that's one thing that hasn't changed about him. He's now an angry white nationalist racist, Nazi.
Well, he was a white nationalist racist Nazi.
What now
he's
now?
A Republican.
I'm pretty sure he's still a white nationalist.
A Republican outlaw conservative.
Yeah, well, that's his other brand. He's created a second brand. Because remember, he has characters.
Oh, I wondered if anybody would figure this out. So I was just,
character.
For some reason, Googling something completely unrelated. And it came up that somebody did, in fact, figure out that Cantwell was once featured. You know, they linked the white nationalist, from the Vice interview to the fact that he was once featured on the Colbert Report.
Okay, good.
And I don't think Colbert's ever done a follow-up. I imagine that would be gold, right? If I was in Colbert's position to do a follow-up, like, I don't know how many, like, not 10, but, back when I did this comedy thing, and now, here I'm doing this late-night show that's awful, but still.
Where are
so
they
weird.
Now?
Right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I suspect he's sitting in his house right now as we speak. Chris Cantwell. Sad story about that guy, but he does describe himself as a character. And he describes Chris Cantwell, the Nazi white separatist guy, as a character, and he describes this outlaw conservative as a different character. So it still does lead one to ask, who is the real Chris, and what does he actually believe?
His lawyer was also a character.
Yeah, for sure.
Not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments to decide if the Trump administration's termination of the DACA program was unlawful. As far as why this can't be worked out on Capitol Hill between lawmakers instead of an executive order by former President Barack Obama, Caitlin Owens is a reporter with Axios, and she says,
there's no policy that can get the support of both sides, because obviously in a deal there's give and take, and neither side are in a position to give anything at this point.
A newly filed complaint to the Intelligence Community Inspector General alleges the whistleblower, whose allegations touched off House Democrats' impeachment inquiry, may have violated federal law by indirectly soliciting more than $250,000 from mostly anonymous sources via a GoFundMe page. The complaint also alleges that some of the donations may have come from overseas. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Plus, you can join us coming up in 2020 for ForkFest, the fourth annual decentralized camping festival. Vincent, you went for the first time this year.
Yes, yes.
Did you have a good time?
Well, I mean, I focused a lot on making money. And
it's true,
just,
you
like,
were running
getting
a food booth.
Yeah, or help running a food booth and getting, you know, it was my first time at Rogers, getting myself sort of like acclimated. Part of me wishes that I had just, you know, spent the time enjoying myself, but
you had a little time
try
for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was quite enjoyable, right?
Hallucinating in the woods and stuff, meeting a physical manifestation of my inner child and everything. That was pretty neat.
Wow.
I'm going to try because graduation is coming up and around then, but I'm going to try really hard to be at the 2021.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. The graduation's going to be before.
Yeah, but it depends on what sort of job I land. I do want to have some sort of a QA listener meetup here at ForkFest.
June 29th through July 5th. The dates are official, you know, as official as anything can be for a decentralized camping festival. Johnson, let's try that again.
Now, how does this work out with, the campground has historically had their own 4th of July.
Yes, so. And they are going to continue. So you're talking about Rogers Campground is the host for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the same place where ForkFest happens prior to 2020. So this year and the last three ForkFests, ForkFest has happened before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. in 2020, ForkFest is going to move to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And it was actually Steven Zeiler was one of the folks who really pushed for this idea. He's one of the original creators. You could argue Steven was the creator of Somalia Fest way back in the day, which kind of became ForkFest. But again, there's no organizer. There's no board of directors. There's no central committee controlling anything. But most people that were talking about it this year seem to like the idea of moving the event to after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which means that it's going to overlap this year, at least. It may not be on every year, but at least this year it's going to overlap with Independence Day. So the dates are June 29th through July 5th, which means that Independence Day is actually going to be the final night.
I think it's very generous to call it that.
What's that?
Independence Day.
Well, it's the name of the holiday.
It's the name of the holiday is the 4th of June.
No, it's not. That's what it's changed into, but it's technically Independence Day.
Yeah.
And so the campground, as you're referencing, has had a fireworks show on Independence Day, or as close to. So, like, if Independence Day isn't on a weekend, mm-hmm. if it's on Thursday, they still have the fireworks on the next, you know, that coming Saturday.
Right.
This, in 2020, it just happens to be on Saturday. Oh. So the 4th of July is that Saturday, which will be the last night
right.
of ForkFest. So it's going to, everything's going to culminate. It's going to be perfect, actually. And so one of the concerns that some people had was, well, the park is rumored to have been sold out for this Independence Day thing in years past. But we think that's just what Crosby, the owner, says about it. The reality was very different, apparently. Taryn Lupo and Roger Paxton went this year. So they, after the Porcupine Freedom Festival was done, another week later, they went up for Independence Day just to kind of scope it out and see, you know, how full is the park on this particular weekend. Because it's supposed to be next to the Porcupine Freedom Festival the next most busiest time. And, you know, they said maybe it was like a half the way full. So there's definitely some people that show up for this fireworks show. They bring their families up for the weekend, and I think that's going to be great because there's going to be way more people in the park than ForkFest would otherwise bring. So we're going to mix in with the other folks who are going to be there for Independence Day. And I did talk to Crosby, the owner of the park, and he confirmed that the fireworks will go on. He had two guys that were doing fireworks. One of them has retired, so he wasn't sure if it was going to keep going in the same form, but I guess the other guy is willing to keep going. So they're going to have a show, and Roger said that it was a pretty good show once it got going. So yet another reason to come up to ForkFest in 2020 is there's going to be a fireworks show, and that's going to be the weekend, so it's going to be a full week, so ForkFest extends this next year. It was only like 4 or 5 days previously. It's going to be a full Monday through Sunday event, and it's going to come after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So instead of what it did this year was ForkFest like tripled in size this year. It was amazingly well attended, but it kind of like ramped up and it got really good like the second to last day, and there was like real high energy. Lots of people were there. And then the last day was sort of like this transition day where it became the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is like this family-friendly event that the Free State Project puts on. It's a good event.
The border police state was initiated.
Yeah, and it like killed the that sort of ramping up. So it ended up being that the second to last night of ForkFest this year was the biggest night, not the last night of ForkFest. The energy was significantly subdued on the final night. So this next year in 2020, we won't have that happen because it'll transition from the Porcupine Freedom Festival into ForkFest. So we'll take whatever energy they've built up, continue that into ForkFest, and then go ramp up to our own weekend at the very end and culminate in a fireworks show on Saturday night. I mean, it couldn't be much better as far as the plan is concerned. So like I said, it's as official as pretty much anything can get with ForkFest because there's no board of directors, there's no tickets. You can't buy a ticket to ForkFest. If someone tries to sell you a ticket, they're trying to scam you. There's no such thing. You just have to get your campsite or RV. If you get an RV, you can get an RV site. There's also motel rooms available as well. But I would recommend doing it sooner rather than later. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event there. There's a link to Rogers Campground. You can contact them and lock in your campsite sooner because there are going to be more people there. Just because ForkFest is likely going to grow in the same way that it grew over the last few years, plus all the people who are coming out for that weekend. So keep that in mind. ForkFest.party. Let's go to Vernon. He's in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Hey, two quick show-related questions. One, what happened to the Shrine of Female Listeners? And two, would you ever let someone remotely guest host? Because y'all were talking about some of these awesome hosts, and they're still alive. So maybe through Discord or something on occasion, invite them to guest host remotely and feature them on the show. And I'll take the answer up there. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for the call. The Shrine of Female Listeners, that goes way back. Is it not on the site still? I guess it's not. I don't know. It just became, you know, it stopped. I stopped adding people to that years and years ago just because...
There was a thread on the forum that became a lot more popular. The forum's gone, too.
You mean the Excellent Breast thread? that wasn't quite the same thing. The Shrine of Female Listeners was supposed to be a way to, you know, display the fact that we actually had women listening to the show, considering talk radio is a... highly male-dominated listenership kind of contingent, and that was the purpose of it. It was more of a thing that we did back when the show was a local show in Florida, and it lasted for, I think, a few years after that in when we were in syndication, and I just got tired of dealing with it.
I just did a search for just to see if there would be an archive anywhere somebody could access it, and...
Forum? The BBS is still up?
Just to access the Shrine of Female Listeners. So I searched for Shrine of Female Listeners in quotes and Free Talk Live, and I got Skip Yokels, 10 Reasons Why You Should Add Free Talk Live to your lineup. And number 8 is Women Listen to Free Talk Live. With female callers given preference in our call queue and our Shrine of Female Listeners, women are welcomed and encouraged to participate.
Ah, that's really out of date. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
Women anymore. We don't encourage you anymore.
If you really had that big of an audience of women, then you wouldn't need to incentivize them to call in by putting them
No,
on
we weren't saying they weren't.
No. It's because talk radio in general, terrestrial talk radio, is a completely male-dominated format.
Yeah, we weren't saying we had a big audience of women. We were saying here are the women who listen.
Well, that's what I thought it implied. That's the idea.
Literally the women who listen to the show.
Yeah.
Not a very large number, but we have them. It's probably 10% or 20% of our listenership, but anyway.
Sarah is, you know...
As far as remote hosts, his other question, remote hosts, I don't do remote hosts. I don't want to do a remote host. I don't like not being able to look at somebody.
You don't want to host a show from a bowling alley?
This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see... for free, if LASIK is right for you, that's DO11 to 350350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
What you want here, the number 855-450-FREE like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of those and sound almost like you're sitting here with us. It sounds pretty good, but I wouldn't want to host a show with somebody over Discord for, you know, an entire show.
What if you made the channel of female listeners and you only give voice in that channel to females?
You mean on the Discord server?
On the Discord.
There's never enough of them at one time on the
Maybe
server.
Maybe there would be more if they knew that there was a female-only chat channel for them, where only the females could speak.
But wait, you're saying that others could listen?
They could. Yeah, they could read it, but only the females could speak.
Oh, you mean the type chat?
Yeah, type chat.
Okay, I thought you meant voices. And there's voice channels, too, on
Discord. Yeah, there's voice channels, too. Maybe you can give a voice channel, too.
I don't know. I mean, I think we've got, like, three female listeners on the Discord. So if that's what the ladies want, they can tell me, and I'm happy to.
Three ladies, and then it can grow from there.
Yeah, I'm happy. If that's what they want, I'm happy to provide. I mean, we can make as many channels as we need to on the Discord server, so there's certainly no limit to that. If you want to comment here, you can bring up whatever you want. We've got to get back into transableism or transableists, transabled people who've purposefully disabled themselves. Because they want attention from other folks. But they claim that it's because it makes them feel comfortable to be blind in one lady's case. We'll tell you more about it. But I do want to let you know about Edge Wallet. If you are interested in cryptocurrencies, specifically to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptos, Edge is a great wallet for it. It's the one I use more often than any other out there. It's available for iOS and Android devices. It's got support for dozens of cryptos, including Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Ravencoin, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. Get on over to edge.app. You can learn more about the wallet and the technology behind it. The team there has been building since 2014. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet at edge.app, or just go to your Google or Apple app stores and download Edge Wallet. As we continue here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Shall we continue?
Yeah, sure.
On so, ableist, trans-abled people. Where was the story from again?
From McGill Media.
McGill Media. Yeah. Reporting on one woman who, and she's not the only one, but who blinded herself several years ago. I think it was 2006 is what I remember you saying right. in the story. And apparently it worked. She's now blind. And feeling better about her life.
So, just to recap a little bit. So, it says she tried to blind herself as a child by staring at sunspots and it says in solar. Either that's solar flares or...
I don't think you can see solar flares.
Yeah, I mean...
Is it like you're not supposed to look at a solar eclipse? That's the thing.
You're never supposed to look at the sun, period.
Yes. And maybe some solar people, eclipses, I don't know.
Well, some people believe that they can safely look at the sun during an eclipse. It's not true. You will absolutely likely damage your vision if you do that. That's why they give you those special glasses that are like super, super, super dark.
Yeah.
And you can look. You can use those, but that's it.
Yeah. So she says here, by the age of 20, she attained fluency in Braille and pretended to be blind, otherwise known as blind simming, which is pretending to be blind. But the idea kept coming up in her head, and by the time she was 21, it was a nonstop alarm that was going off, she said. After learning about her decision to go blind, her family decided to disown her, but wow. she was constantly supported by her former fiancé, Mike. When there's nobody around who feels the same way, you start to think that you're crazy. But I don't think I'm crazy. I just have a disorder, she said. This kind of self-inflicted impairment is known as amputee identity disorder, as it could occur after a person has undergone amputation or has been paralyzed in the specific region. According to some reports, transability falls under the body integrity identity disorder, BIID fragment. During this, the patient shows signs of a psychological condition in which they try to physically harm their healthy bodies in order to be deemed disabled. While some argue that it's strictly a neurological issue, there are others who believe it's a mental disorder.
Yeah.
Professor...
Well, I agree with half of her statement. Yeah, you know, she does have a disorder. She's crazy!
Yeah. Well... Professor Clive Baldwin interviewed 37 trans-able people as part of a study at St. Thomas University in Fredericton. After the interview, Baldwin deduced that the subjects had such a strong desire to be disabled that they tried to create an accident to fulfill their wishes. Mm. Chloe Jennings White, a Cambridge University-educated research scientist, desperately wanted to have nothing to do with her legs and has tried to hurt herself on several occasions, reported Daily Mail. When she learned,
is this the woman in the photograph in the story? There was a photograph of some lady sitting and like looking super happy.
I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
She has tried to hurt herself on several occasions. When she learned about the steep price of this operation, which could render her legs useless, she said, "I might not be able to afford it, but I know truly and deeply I won't regret it if I ever can."
God, just hire a thug to beat you with a baseball bat or something.
Just sit on a road and have someone run your legs over. They're trying
again and again and again.
Again.
Shouldn't it feel better the more times she gets run over?
Just tie some tourniquets around your
cut off your circulation.
Yeah, cut off tie tourniquets around your thighs, right? And then just drape your legs over a railroad track. you think if you're, you gotta be a problem solver.
Well, if you cut off circulation to a limb, won't it basically, essentially
Yeah, but you might
die?
Get sepsis, and, if the belt ever released, then you die instantly, who knows,
Right, they don't want to die, they just want to cut off their limbs or have
They
them
just want to remove the offending part that's not a part of them, it's not a part of their identity.
Anyway. I'm tired of all this mobility. I don't want to walk around anymore.
Well, she says,
I'd rather have people try to wait on me hand and foot.
Well, here, I guess this is, according to this research scientist, believes that both of her legs don't belong to her body and cannot wait for her dream of being wheelchair-bound into a reality. Something in my brain tells me that my legs are not supposed to work. Having any sensation in them just feels wrong, she said. The Cambridge graduate shares that she was just 4 when she found out that she was different when she went to visit her aunt Olivia, who had leg braces due to a bike accident. I wanted them too. I wondered, why wasn't I born needing them? and felt something was wrong with me because I didn't have them. Jeez, what sort of traumatic event happened there?
That's what I'm thinking. Is like this is like sounds like a child who had a traumatic event, like kind of like, you know, if a dog bites you, or you're a little kid, or there's a really mean dog, and then all of a sudden you hate dogs, or you're afraid of dogs from that point on in your whole life. Even if you meet the nicest dog, you're still afraid of them. It almost sounds like that, but without the trauma, like. Yeah. She just identified with her aunt in that case. Her aunt, by the way, who didn't likely want to be crippled.
Right.
But she thought it looked cool or whatever she thought. I mean, it's hard to even imagine where this comes from.
Absolutely. Right. It's like, you know, they say we live in bizarro or clown world where, you know, people who are born with a disability or people who, like, you know, lose their legs in an accident or combat, you know, their dream, right, their wish is to get use of their legs again. Now you have these freaks who say their dream is to lose access.
That's why I said if I were, if I were one of these people, I'd want to slap these folks. Like, what are you talking about, you lunatic?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, it's definitely true that somebody who loses one of their senses, like a blind person, becomes more attuned to the other ones, right? So a blind person is much better at hearing, much better at, you know, smelling things or whatever. In a lot of cases, that's true. But I don't think that most blind people would wish that malady on another human being. There's no doubt that, you know, actually being able to see helps you get around in life. And, I mean,
there's a reason why they're designing artificial eyes now.
Yeah, because those people don't want to be blind. If they could flip a switch tomorrow and have the wonders of being able to experience, you know, even if it wasn't pure sight, even if it was just, you know, half-sighted, where you could at least sense colors or some level of depth or space or whatever.
Right, like Geordi from Star Trek in Next Generation. Although, maybe we could come up with a compromise, right? You know, this woman, instead of she literally destroyed her eyes. Maybe she could have donated her eyes to someone who needed it.
I was thinking of Lion-O, who had sight beyond sight.
Just the Thundercat?
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. Apparently, she said, since childhood, she performed many stunts to get rid of her legs, but they were dangerous enough to kill her. Mm. Doing any activity that brings a chance of me becoming paraplegic gives me a sense of relief from the anxiety caused by the body integrity disorder. She said, my friends and family can get a little worried about me skiing, as they know I ski very aggressively, and they know that in the back of my mind, I actually want to get paralyzed.
Maybe
the military
Evel
should hire her to take a run through minefield, you know? Like,
maybe Evel Knievel is one of these people.
All right, toll-free number
Johnny
here.
Knoxville.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Well, there's a difference between somebody who's like a masochist or whatever and this. More on the way. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.